This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Ellen, welcome to the program. How are you?
Thank you. I'm phoning because you were talking about college students and guns. And the lead story in the Northwest here, at a little town north of Seattle, in a rather upscale neighborhood, a bunch of high school friends, about 30 of them, were getting together at a very, like I said, upscale neighborhood, and three of them have been killed by gun by some college student from the best university around here, or it's thought to be one of the best. Came to the party and shot three other kids, and one's hanging on for life. And it just makes me sad once again to hear, I don't know how you stop it.
Well, I mean, I don't think arming students is ever a very good idea. I was, as I said, I was with my daughter over the weekend, and she was talking about one of her neighbors who fell into, she lives in a pretty, not so much affluent, but upscale part of D.C. And she was talking about one of her neighbors who was at a party. And it was this kid who was a college student who was doing all these great things in the community and really had was going to be a lawyer and was probably going to run politics and was killed by a drunken friend at a party.
Yeah. So I just wanted to comment since you had mentioned that. Because it's, like I said, it's been the lead story here for the last couple of days. So, okay, well, that's all I have to say. I just want people aware that guns do kill people, not just animals. And
I think, unfortunately,
people feel about that in different ways. But I hate to hear about young people getting killed.
Well, I hate to hear about anybody getting killed. I mean,
it just really
makes no sense, and I think as you guys know, I watch no television, but when I spend time with my daughter, the only thing I know about television is I learn from my daughter, because what we tend to do is binge watch on Netflix, and so I was watching Veep, which is, I know everybody thinks it's a great program, and I thought it was too, but at one point, the vice president is talking with the Prime Minister of Finland, and she's making this joke of you give guns to babies, and the Veep character says, oh yeah, we have a problem with the Second Amendment, and it turns into being this huge political football, which is one of the reasons that Manny and I just decided, putting it up, what do you think about guns on college campuses? And, there's a part of me that's tempted to put it up, but another part that says, that the lines have been drawn so deeply in the United States about people who are in favor of having a lot of guns and people who are not, that I don't think anything will be accomplished by it. So that's kind of not what my program is about. It's about learning and consensus and thinking about things in a different way. And I don't think that fits into that category. I wish that it would. I wish that somehow we could come together and have some discussion. The TV show is also kind of a remarkable one about, first of all, how everybody in D.C. is really after their own agenda, and the idea of working for the constituency is just not relevant, which I think is probably true as well. And the idea that there is no part, that everything is partisan, that people will not come across the aisle, they will not sit and talk with each other. And again, as I was being contrasted with all my newfound interest in the early days in the United States, when whoever came in first for the election was president, whoever came in second was a vice president. And so, it certainly didn't work terrifically well, but I'm not sure it worked any worse than things are working now, because at least you had somebody who had some public forum. He had some access. He certainly had a stepping stone to the presidency as soon as whomever was president was no longer president. But the idea of having somebody of the opposite political party, and of course, until George Washington left, there was really not a political party. There was George Washington. And then, you know, then it was chaotic, including duels and all sorts of things. But the idea of, you know, and maybe it's just because I wasn't, the internet didn't exist and I was not old enough to understand. It seems to me that there were times of consensus in the United States where people would really get together from opposite parties and they would go out for dinner or to somebody's house and they would talk about how the compromise. And one of the things that they talk about in Hamilton, in the cast recording, not the soundtrack, is how they figured out to for Hamilton's project to make sure that the government took on the debts of the state as opposed to having every state have their own responsibility. He said, we will have no credibility in the world. No one will deal with us. And Jefferson was completely opposed to that. And how they went into a room where it happened and negotiated that settlement. And, you know, and nobody was there. There were only the three people there. And so nobody knows for sure. It was Madison, Jefferson, and Hamilton. But what they did was they negotiated moving the capital from New York to Philadelphia temporarily and then to D.C., with the idea being that you had two people from Virginia who would have a closer commute for the Constitutional Convention and for the Congress and whatever. But the idea being that would never happen today. It just wouldn't. People would be yelling at each other publicly, and there would be vituperation and you know, where did you come from? And one of the things that they talk about in the music of it is that, of course, everybody then was an immigrant, but that Hamilton was an illegitimate child. And that would, you know, I mean, that kind of consensus of coming together and figuring out what was best. And at the end of it, someone says to Hamilton, how could you give up the capital? How could you let it move away from New York? He said, the banks are still here. I got what I wanted. So, I mean, but it's just, it's not, and also what was best for the country. He said, if New York has to pay its own bills and Virginia doesn't have to pay any, that no one will trust the United States to honor, we will have no credibility in the economic community. And of course, he was right. But, I mean, it's just an education on how things maybe should be done and are not.
Listen, you told me to listen last time, and I think that was so wise. I was thinking how wise that was, what you said, to listen to each other. You told me to listen to what's going on, and I think there can be a group of heroes that can get together and can come up with at least some risk reduction. That's a new thing, term in public health about 5-10 years ago. At least to reduce the risk. Maybe we can't make 100% improvement, but surely there's some way that people can go to a party without getting shot.
Well, that would be, and in fact, that's why I talked about the story in L.A. of the Crips and the Bloods and the Essays getting together and saying, this is stupid, you know, that nobody's winning. We're not being good role models. That, you know, finding religion when somebody's cocked a gun in your face is not, you know, is not helpful. And, I mean, you figure, and these are people who've been at war with each other forever, and if they're willing to exchange literally their colors, their red, their blue. I wasn't aware of the t-shirt. I knew the t-shirts, but I knew the bandanas more, you know, more dramatically. I mean, then maybe there is some kind of hope. That it's a stupid way of behaving. Everybody loses.
Right. Thank you.
Helen, thanks. Yeah, as I said, I mean, if I really thought we could have a meaningful dialogue of people sort of talking about, okay, what if we did this, then I would do it. I just don't think it is. Do you think it's a possibility, Manny?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what. If you think it's meaningful to have a discussion on the program about guns on college campuses, send me an email, okay? Just go to drjoy.com and send me an email that you think it's a good idea. And if enough people are willing to do it, then I'll put it up. How's that? All right, I'll let you guys vote. If not, if it's just going to be yelling, you know, oh, more guns, people don't get, then I don't want to hear it. All right, 855-993-7569, and Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you are a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Okay, so I thought what we would do is talk about influences in your life, because it was we started talking about it because of other things, of, you know, who influences you most in your life and whatever. Positive or negative, and you could be a positive role model, you could be a negative role model. And then we were talking about the Crips and the Bloods, because especially in poor communities, quite often the gang is the people who do not have strong role models in their life quite often end up in gangs because it offers a sense of belonging and some leadership. And so it seems like an appropriate question to revisit today as well. So, all right, Manny, who's the biggest influence in your life, positive or negative?
Positive, without question, my mother.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, without, like, any doubt whatsoever, it's been my mother.
What's the most positive thing that she was your role model for? That's a bad sentence, but you get the idea.
Yeah. She was a single mother raising me and my sister, and she bought a house. And this was when I was 2, and my sister was 6. So this was, oh my gosh, 30 years ago now. I just realized that. 30 years ago, she bought a house basically on her own. She had no help whatsoever as a single mother, and she kept it going, and she raised me and my sister basically by herself. She's married now to my stepdad. They've been married for 14 years now. But when we were kids, it was just me and my sister and my mom just raising us, taking care of us all by herself. So that
did she work outside the home? She must have.
What's that?
She work outside the home?
Yes. Yeah. And me and my sister went to daycare. We were fortunate too, because my aunt, and even to this day, she still does, she has a daycare. And so when we were little and, you know, out of school, you know, during like this time of the year, you know, summer vacation or whatnot, we'd be at, my aunt's house for daycare. But as far as paying the bills and the mortgage and all that stuff, my mom was doing that on her own. So it was great though. I mean, you know, me and my sister, we grew up to be, you know, who we are today, which is good. So she's
reliable, responsible people.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
They're always on time. Is your sister on time? Is she on time as well?
Yes.
Bless her heart.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. I was just trying to think. I've had a bunch of influences. I have my mother is charming. So that was, she also was the model of taking a relatively smart woman and putting her in a house and watching her be not very happy. So that was, her charm was something that was certainly, and she could charm a rock. I mean, but understanding that being at home with a bunch of kids and taking care of a house didn't make her very happy. So that certainly was one of the things. We had a conversation when I was, I know we were talking about politics a bunch of years ago, and she was clearly kind of mad at me about something, and she said, well, you think you could be a better president than that person or something, and I didn't hear the sarcasm. I just said, no, I couldn't really run for office because, I'm not very good at lying, you know, and basically to be elected, I think you have to tell people what they want to hear, and I'm not good at that. And she said something else. I said, but Mom, look, you had 6 kids and 1 degree. I have 6 degrees and 1 kid. You can't do both. So that she was clearly both for the charm and the sense of humor a role model. My dad was kind of the opposite, which is a very hardworking, but not charming. I mean, he was charming to other people, but not to us. And understanding that being harsh really made me more rebellious than anything else. So they, my parents were kind of how they both were kind of complicated people about how to do something and how not to do something. Academically, my thesis advisor was a role model of how to just be single-minded in what you're going to do and just be scrupulous about doing it and not worry too much about what other people were going to think or say. And Rice was really good about that, too, where I went to school. The entire institution convinced me, without even intending to, I think, that if you could convince somebody, if you could mount a logical argument, you could probably do almost anything you wanted, because they let me do that. And I was really young when I went off to college, and I went very far away and couldn't afford to go home. So they were really a huge influence on my life, more than probably most colleges are for most kids, because I was younger, farther away, more isolated. And so that was a really important lesson. I'm trying to think. There have certainly been people along the way. One was Kenny Coleman, who was the voice of the Red Sox for years, and said to me, look, when you're on the radio, people are, when they watch television, they're with other people. When they're listening to the radio, they're by themselves. They're in their kitchen or their bathroom or their bedroom. So you have to be consistent. You can't be really good one day and really crummy the next day. You're better just, you have to find a consistent pattern and stick to it. And that was very helpful. So I've had, I've been very fortunate in people sort of being willing to share who they were and the good news and the bad news and also the cost of things so that you knew going in what to expect. And I think that's incredibly helpful, which is one of the reasons I stay involved with my college. It's one of the reasons I mentor. So let's hear what other people have said is the biggest influence in their life, positive or negative.
We'll start with Diane, and she says, my mom. Somehow a miracle occurred when I turned 21. She became the wisest woman I ever knew.
Isn't that true? That when you're 15, your mom, your parents are the stupidest people on the planet, and they somehow get much smarter as you get older. Well said, Diane.
Francis says, probably my ex, a brutal abuser. I became a strong, independent, single woman, able to raise four kids on my own by sheer determination.
Yeah, there is that, isn't there? Of sort of having to just prove yourself. And it's not even you have to prove it to the other person, although that's quite often the form it takes of I'll show you. But it is, there is that sense that without adversity do we really ever discover our true, you know, our true grit, I suppose, as much as anything else.
Nancy says, my husband, because he's a Christian to the very sense of the word, kind, loving, positive, forgiving, charitable, fun, hardworking, and loyal. I tend to be negative, and he always sees things in the best way possible.
Okay, let me suggest something to the two of you, just for fun. It's a wonderful statement, and I hope you tell him that as well, or show him that. Try for an hour of switching roles. You be the positive one who is just undaunted, and let him be negative. It will teach you both a lot about the other person, about how they think, about the energy it takes, about the cost and the benefit. Just try it. You don't have to switch. I'm not changing your personalities except for that hour. Try it just for fun. 855-9, and let me know what happens. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When we're talking influences in your life, I think part of the reason that we put this up is a phone call from somebody. It also reminds me of a situation I was in a number of years ago when I was doing principal for a day. And I went to New York School for Boys and interviewed the kids, and we recorded and we used it as a radio program. And one of the questions that I got from one of the kids was that my dad, whom I didn't know very well, left my mom when I was born, and he's in the hospital and he's dying of AIDS. And should I go to visit him? And I said, well, tell me why you would or why you wouldn't. And he said, well, he was never there for me, and why should I be there for him? And I said, do you have any children? He did. He was 18, but he has a son. And I said, look, there are people in our lives who can be role models because they do exactly what makes sense, and they seem really happy, and we figure if we can do the same thing, then we can have the same kind of life. And there are people who do things and they're clearly not happy, and we figure, well, if we do the opposite, maybe that'll work better. So they become role models about what not to do. And I said, this is an opportunity to be a better man than your dad, to be there. And you don't necessarily have to rub it in and say, ha, 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 see, I'm better than you are, that you weren't there for me, but I can be there for you. But you can see what happens. You can see what happens if you do something that benefits somebody else, that you think about the long-term consequences, that you put yourself in a position of kindness, and just see what happens. I mean, if you don't like it, you certainly don't have to do it more than once, but it's a perfectly good experiment. And you know that what your dad did didn't work for him, and it really didn't work for you. So why not use that example and see if you do the opposite, what happens? So I think that's part of why I put this up, of, you know, that people, that you can learn from anybody, you can learn from anything, and certainly parents are pivotal people, as you can hear, in everybody's life, and that they're people who take on that role later in our lives. It's one of the things that happens in the Bourne movie, actually. Alrighty, so let's look at some other examples of, and you can hear from what I think Diane's call of saying, you know, I was married to a thug, and it taught me self-reliance. Okay, let's hear what else we got.
Genevieve says, my seventh grade teacher, who was a Catholic nun, Senora Angelica, her favorite subject was English, and she instilled in us the work ethic to practice and use perfect grammar. She passed away this year, but will forever be in our hearts.
Amen. Yeah, and it's amazing what we remember. I mean, I've told the story of Mr. Mason, who was my homeroom teacher in junior high school, and I was giving a report on Versailles, which I pronounced Versailles, and he said, it's pronounced Versailles, and because I'd never heard it pronounced, I'd only seen it written, and he said, it's not Versailles, it's Versailles, and I said, well, before my time, whatever. And he laid me out in lavender. People died there. And I've never forgotten that for a couple of reasons. First of all, because it's really embarrassing, and I really liked him, and I really wanted his approval. Part of it is to ask somebody, especially if you're on the air, how you pronounce something before you sort of hassle on through it. I almost always ask people how to pronounce their name. Manny can tell you, when I'm doing an interview with somebody, I ask them how you pronounce their name if there's any question about it. Because people are their names, and they take umbrage when you mispronounce it, as well they should. That's part of your job. And also that there's no particular reason to humiliate people in front of other people. And the other example is the president of the college when I was there. And I was a freshman, and I'd been on the newspaper in junior high school and high school. And so I thought, well, okay, college. Not realizing I was going to flunk out. The race was a lot harder than anything I'd ever run into before. But this was in my first couple of days before I realized that it was either graduate or be on the newspaper, but not both, or at least my freshman year. And I went in and I asked him what his middle initial stood for. And he threw me out of his office and said, young lady, I'm a busy man. That's information you should have had before you came in. And this was well before the internet, but he was right. You do your research, and you pronounce names right, and you spell names right in your own time. And those lessons are not necessarily easy or fun to learn, but they sure are important. Okay, keep going.
Rebecca says, my mom and Oprah for teaching me to be myself regardless of people making fun of me for being transgender.
Okay, fair enough.
And then just a couple more here. Art just says, the people I've met.
As opposed to what? The cauliflower?
and then the last one here from Mary, not quite sure where she's going with this, but she just says, if you want to keep a secret, don't put it on Facebook.
Well, yeah, I think that's true. But it may have been that if I had to guess, Mary, here's what I would guess is the issue. Because, right, the question is, what have the influences been? Mm-hmm. She told somebody something that was a secret, and they put it on Facebook. And it probably had to do with a family member of her family. Okay, that's what I surmise from that. This is kind of like, it's either a whodunit, or why did they do it, or what could they possibly be talking about here? But that's kind of the fun of this kind of job, of figuring out what people actually could have been meaning here. But my guess is, but I think it really does go almost without saying, if you want to keep a secret, you don't put it on Facebook. The basic rule of secrets is, first of all, if somebody asks you if you can keep a secret, your answer should be uniformly, no, I'm a blabbermouth. Because I guarantee you, if somebody's asking you if you can keep a secret, it's information that's going to weigh heavily on you, and you don't want it, trust me. All right? And if it comes out that you knew it and didn't tell it, you're going to be in trouble. So the answer, if someone says, can you keep a secret, trust me on this, folks, the answer is no. All right? That's number one. Number two, the basic rule of thumb of secrets is, three people can keep a secret as long as two of them are dead. All right? So beware of secrets. That's why confessionals were invented. It's why psychology was invented. Therapy was invented. It's why, it's understand that secrets are hard for people because it's information. And information is power. And people quite often are drawn to power in the room where it happens. All right, speaking of power, you're going to love this transition, Manny.
Okay, but very quickly, though, we have,
oh, you have another one?
One more that just came in.
Oh, sorry, okay.
From Pat. It's literally just came in about 2 minutes
okay.
ago.
Okay, sorry.
Pat says, eventually all earthly role models are discovered to be flawed and unwise. I prefer to aspire to behave to the character of an ideal higher power who is benevolent and wise. I then guard against behaving in selfish ways which would reflect negativity on the higher power's name, i.e. misusing God's name.
Okay, let me just say one thing about that. I mean, this was interesting because I actually got an email from a friend over the weekend. Because I wrote it wasn't my first book, it was my third book, but my first popular book, it was popular press, was Nobody's Perfect. And he said he's going through a tough time in his marriage, and he said that He just picked it up for something to read, because I'd given him, I think for his birthday or something, I'd given him a collection of my books. And he said that he had realized by reading the book that he was a closet perfectionist, that he'd always tried to be perfect. And he also, and one of the things I talk about in the book is one of the traps of perfectionism is because you're trying to be perfect, you want people around you to be perfect, because otherwise if they're not perfect, it reflects on you that maybe you're not perfect. And nobody really wants that kind of scrutiny, and especially perfectionists. So while I'm not arguing per se, I'm just saying beware of the trap of trying to be ideal, okay? Because if most of us are going to fall short by definition, and it's okay for you to aspire to that, and maybe all of us should aspire to it, but we have to be really careful that we're not judging people by that idealized standard, because they will fall short. We will fall short ourselves, but depending on how honest we are with ourselves and how honest we're willing to be with the rest of the world, the tendency is if other people in our life fall short that we judge them very harshly because we're afraid that somehow it reflects on us. So I'm not arguing with the notion of trying to be our best self. Just make sure that we're not unforgiving about ourselves, and equally important, not unforgiving about other people. All right, my cool transition about talking about energy was that there's a breakthrough solar cell that captures CO2 and sunlight and produces burnable fuel out of the University of Illinois at Chicago. That was going to be my cool transition, but so it wasn't quite as cool. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. All righty. So how about, I know we have an email, yes?
Yes, we do.
Manny, you were going to do a thing that says you've got mail, right?
I know. I haven't gotten around to it yet.
I did actually notice that part.
Yeah.
Well, it's all right. I'm just trying to give you some time to, you know, because the other guys, Jacob's done one, and it's all right. You don't have to. I'm whining. No,
I will.
Are you feeling guilty?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, that's good. I mean, you know, I went to graduate school to be able to do that. Right. All right. This is non-Manny saying you've got mail. All right, go ahead.
This email says, "Hi, Dr. Joy. I want to remain anonymous.
Okay.
I am 37 and my wife is 40. We have four kids, ages 14, a girl, 11, a boy, 17 months, a girl, and 1 month old, a boy. We are relocating to Philadelphia or the Maryland area outside of D.C. Our question is with my borderline felony class 6, me being the husband, are there any HUD, low-income, or income-based three-bedroom apartments we can apply to on our low budget? No credit check, no criminal check. We're looking for no credit check or no criminal check. We are disabled and receive SSI each month. Are there any housing grants that you are aware of in the Philadelphia area or Maryland outside of D.C. that you can give us any advice on? Personal grants or any sort of personal grants, period. We will move certainly where we are approved. Can you help us or point us in the right direction?
The felony class 6?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Do you know what a felony class 6 is?
Not entirely sure.
I'm not sure either. Let's see if I can Google it while we're talking. I thought this was a question that I got asked last week, which is maybe not the same, which is somebody else had been accused of a felony and was looking for housing, and they said, should I lie? And I said, no. You know, apply in your wife's name if you have to, but because then you wouldn't be lying. But if you lie on it, a lot of things say, first of all, they're going to catch you. But second of all, there are a lot of situations where you sign something that says, if I've lied on anything, that you can fire me down the road. So it's going to be hanging over your head. So don't do that. Let's see. Here's what it says. What's a class 6 felony? I'm looking it up here. It says that there are 6 states that you have felonies and misdemeanors. All states divide felonies into categories. 4 states, Colorado, South Dakota, Arizona, and Virginia, have at least 6 different classes. On each state, class 1 includes serious crimes. Class 6 felonies are among the least serious felonies in the state. Possession of up to 2 ounces of methamphetamines in Colorado, receipt of a stolen firearm in Virginia, internet gambling, wow, in South Dakota, recklessly handling a dangerous weapon in Arizona, sale of child pornography in South Dakota. The presumptive sentence for a class 6 felony is close to the minimum felony sentence possible, a year in prison. Colorado law calls for a range between 1 year and 18 months. South Dakota, okay. So a class 6 felony is the least serious. They said there may be aggravating factors. Any crime of violence in Colorado automatically qualifies for an enhanced sentence. Okay, so the point is, if I had to guess, I would probably guess drugs. Not sure, but it depends obviously from state to state. But you're going to have to put it on your, because it's going to say on any application, especially for public housing, have you ever been, I think, arrested or convicted? I don't know if it says arrested. I think it may be convicted. And you can't lie on it. You can put the application in your wife's name, but given the fact that you're married, it's very likely going to be investigated. What I would do is get in touch with a HUD in both states that you're interested in Maryland and in Philadelphia, and get in touch with somebody in public housing and just ask them what's available and what's going on, and just see. Because I don't have, I mean, one of the difficulties, I suppose, about a nationally syndicated program is that I don't know state laws very well. And to be quite honest, if you ask me what the housing standards were in New York, which is where I've been living for the last, you know, almost 20 years, I probably couldn't tell you that either. So, I mean, there are things that I know and things I don't know. And what the rules are for public housing is beyond my venue. You may want to talk, if you're on disability, you may have an SSI worker, and you may want to ask him or her if they could do some investigation for you, because official investigations might uncover more information than you just calling. But do an internet search, and if you don't have a computer, go to the local library and use their computer. It's a good question. I agree with you, finding public housing. And I don't know where you're living now. I don't know what the circumstances are, but also talking with whomever, if you have a social worker attached to wherever you're working now, is not a bad way to start, just because they may know. I don't know what the nature of your disability is. I don't know if you're able to work at all. Finding a job certainly will increase the ability to afford housing, whether it's public or private housing. But I would get in touch. HUD is Housing and Urban Development. I'm trying to think what else you could do. You may want to get in touch with the United Fund Agency. You can get in touch with Habitat, which is an organization with whom I work. But that's building houses. But you may want to get in touch with them and just see what their deal is. One of the things about Habitat, which may be very appealing to both you and your wife, and especially your older child, or your oldest child, or the oldest two maybe, is that there's called sweat equity, is that the community helps you build housing, but you also go and not only work on your house, but other people's house as well, and that may be very appealing. So do an internet search about subsidized housing, see about if there's any possibility. If you're doing some work, get in touch with Habitat, get in touch with HUD, see whom the connections you currently have, if they know anybody. I'm not sure why you're talking about moving. I don't know where you live now. But do the research. And again, if you don't have your own computer, which you may not, get yourself over to the library and do an internet search and see what you can find. Your 14-year-old and 11-year-old may be very useful as that as well. I mean, kids these days are incredibly incredibly computer literate. And don't lie about the conviction, but you may want to be more specific about what it is that you were actually, it sounds like, convicted of. There was something else. There was a Class 6 felony. What was the other part? Do you remember in the email?
Class 6 felony, low income or base 3-bedroom apartments that we can apply on our low budget.
Well, and you may also want to figure out what the budget is, but do some research. And I know that if I had the information available, I would give it to you, but at least I figured out what a Class 6 felony was. Already 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.